Got it. Rex, Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
It's just James, mate, with the yellow GT8 you got in there. Just, I think I called Friday. I thought I had, was that you that I was speaking to? You were a track day or something Friday, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, half the crew were.
Yeah, no, just, I had missed calls on Thursday or something like that. I just wasn't sure if it was you guys, so I just called back and then I'll
miss No, I don't think so. I think after the last discussion you had with the boys, they were progressing, so they popped the engine out.
Yep.
And they're going through the reseal process just externally.
Yep.
I can't say. I don't think they've touched in the last day or two because obviously they've had some stuff that's booked in we have to get back onto. But
yeah,
they will be back onto it shortly and hopefully have a couple of answers for you. Let you know.
Yeah, I'm in no rush as far as getting the car back concerned. It's sat there for fucking 10 years almost. So more or less, didn't want to be holding you guys up if you were waiting
for
me.
No stress.
That's why I called Friday.
Worst case scenario, man, we'll shoot you a text anyway and just let you know to call us. But at the moment, engine's out, man. It's just sitting there waiting for a little bit of attention.
How can you tell, like, obviously, if you pull the engine out, you can get a better look around the whole thing and all that sort of stuff. How can you tell if it's fucked or not? I don't think it will be, but...
You're not going to be able to. So, a couple of things, like, what the oil comes out like, that's one thing. You know, other than that, compression test, there's not really much more you can do to tell you how much life's left in the engine.
Do all that to it, obviously, drain the oil and compression test it and all
that. Yeah, absolutely. But all we can do externally is look at what we have to work with and reseal it. So, okay, well, it's got a leaky rocker cover, fix that. It's got a leaky water pipe, which is underneath the manifold. Well, that's a pain in the ass.
Yep.
Got to do that.
Yep.
And then when you start going, oh, well, maybe we should do the timing belt because that thing will be ancient, you know? And the water in the cooling system's rusty as. Better do a water pump because, obviously, it's not going to last. So then you go, shit, it's going to be faster to take the engine out and do it on a stand than it will be leaning over the car.
Yeah, 100%. So my question to you was, well, when I said the engine was out, which I couldn't speak to you then, was if the engine's out, is there other things that you can do whilst it's out that are worth doing whilst it's out rather than sort of fucking around with it later on down the track? Like something, you know, just, I'm not saying rebuild the whole fucking engine by any means. I just mean, like, is there other things that you would sort of prioritise and maybe just do anyway just for the sake of getting done whilst it's out because it's going to be 100 times easier whilst it's out rather than later on when it's in?
Not really, man. There's
not
a great deal. In terms of performance, we're limited, right? We're limited to your injectors. We're limited to the capacity of that motor. So even if you go and put turbos and all these other mods on the car, we're still going to be limited by the fuel system, and then you have to spend up big to get that next level of performance. But then we're using an old engine, which is not going to be robust enough to go to those power levels anyway. So
I think I was speaking to you about just keeping give it a bit more room, but keep it so it's not going to fucking shit itself.
It's a bit of a can of worms on these early girls.
Yeah, I can only imagine it is. A 2.5 liters would be much better to work on, wouldn't they, to do that sort of shit?
It's not even that. It's just the robustness of this particular engine. So 2.5 liters have got their own problems. This particular engine, it's an early girl. You know, it's a simple motor. It was, you know, it's good for the 100, 200 kilowatt window. And any more than that, you'd really, really start in the stretch of friendship, especially when it's, you know, this old.
100%.
So the safer way is not to overspend on it. Pretty it up.
Yeah.
Maybe don't expect the world out of power. Just give it a little bit of push.
Yeah.
And keep it reliable and simple. And, you know, to be honest, mate, even if it shits itself at that, the thing was never going to live. But at least
doing
due diligence to give it its best chance.
Yeah, well, I think even when I had it, like I said, I think it was 160, 170 there-ish. It was a very clean, hard-pulling 160, 170. It still had a bit of go in it. Like, it wasn't, you know, I've been in a fair few cars. It wasn't the fastest thing I've been in, but...
It's not bad. Like, it's not crazy numbers, but it's very respectable.
I always thought somewhere, you know, like 190 near, not over 200, but 200 or just under 200 would be... You know, you'd feel that when you're talking another 20 kilowatts over four-wheel drive, that's a big difference.
Yeah, the problem is you're going to be out of injector.
Yeah.
So these injectors essentially are good for around about 180 kilowatts.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them with a fresh pump behind them will get up to 190-ish if they boost creep.
Yep.
And, you know, we can't pull the boost creep back, but they still have plenty of fuel, so they don't lean out or anything silly. But that is literally running them at over 100% duty cycle, which means they are topped.
So if you did the injectors, are you saying it's not worth doing the injectors unless you upgrade every bit of the fuel line?
there's no simple way.
Yeah.
No, when I say there's no simple way, the process is about nearly $4,000 to put something worthwhile in there.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just for the injectors, because you have to change them from side feed to top feed. The only side feeds that are currently available are really unreputable brands that are prone to problems. We don't use them. We just refuse to, even though they're a cheaper, simpler option. Alternatively, there's a Nismo Heritage injector that will fit in, which will give us scope for the low 200 kilowatt windows. Problem is, they are almost obsolete and are made to order by Nismo, and they are about $1,600 on their own.
Yeah.
However, they do fit in nice and simply. So
yeah, well, maybe something like that.
Accessibility is a problem, so you can't really just get them at a limb. And like last time we waited fucking ages for these things to turn up.
Yeah.
So that's the pain in the ass with those particular injectors. But they are a beautiful injector and are simple to use. That's the only decent option for these. Jumping ship short of that, you move to a top feed conversion and get rid of the factory fuel rails. But it's a big undertaking, man.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're talking like what we were talking about, chucking just like a bit of a bigger turbo on it, ECU, and just, I think you said, did you say change the fuel pump as well?
Yeah, I would definitely. If it's been sitting around, even if it is working now, I'll definitely get a pump in there.
So if you were doing that and you were tuning, where would you be hoping to get it sitting? Like, I'm not holding you any numbers or anything, but roughly, where would you be happy with having it sitting with the bigger turbo and the ECU to give you the capability to play around with it a bit? Where would you want it to be sitting roughly?
180.
Yeah, somewhere there.
Yeah, well, with the factory turbo, it's about 160 kilowatt car here on our dyno.
Yeah,
it's a respectable difference. For some people, that sort of cost for the power gain, is a little bit out of scale. But, it is still a considerable jump.
Yeah,
and that's at the wheels too.
Yeah, and unless you're pulling the whole engine apart, like you said, and you're going to fucking strengthen the engine up to take over 200, it's not even worth trying to push 200 through, is it?
It's the same old thing, like you'll get these guys, and there'll be one that'll do 205 with a bigger turbo and injectors, or 210, 220, and it's amazing, it's killer, and they've got a good run. And then the next 10 people are trying to attempt that, they end up pushing the rods out the top of the block. So we're not interested 100%. In it, I just won't do it.
100%, which I respect that and I like that. That's a good
at least
thing.
We can give you, honest sort of approach to it and give you a car that's reliable and running, And like I said, if the engine doesn't like it at that, well, fuck, man, that was never going to happen.
Yeah, so, I'd rather have 180 and it be, like you said, drivable whenever I want to drive. You can give it the beans. It's not pushing it too hard rather than have 200 and be sitting there going, oh, fuck, am I going to shoot something out here or what's going to happen when I give it the, just not interested in that, really.
Yeah, that's it.
All good, mate. I'll just leave it to you. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know you're away, I'll leave you to it and wait to hear from you.
I'll get a few more answers, man. I'll drop you a line.
Thank you very much, mate. Have a good day.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.